Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
We're back, guys. I love that song. I love the song, I love the guys who do it.
You know,
we are back on, and we're hitting a little bit of Ireland and Scotland in here today. But actually, he's in England right now. Neil, are you on?
Yeah, but I'm back in Scotland now.
Oh, you back? You know, you're like a rabbit.
Yeah, well, I came back last night. So.
You know, I'm in England. I'm talking to me in Scotland. I'm talking to Ireland. Make up your mind. I think you were a confused youth. That's what it was.
That's all. 4 days ago, I was in England. Last weekend, I was in Ireland. And this weekend, I was in England up till yesterday and came back last night. So
see what I'm saying? Like a rabbit. You're like a rabbit.
Well. Going by your last caller there, the Mark of the Beast, or whatever it was called, called about vitamin D3. I mean, I've been taking that for about 5 years. I've never had a cold before. So there you go.
That, but see, the problem is, we have some people who go around to all our shows and go and try and wreak havoc. There's just a few of them. And they're purposely there trying to devalue anything that goes on the air. A green pasture products, let me tell you what, that's something that I'm going to be working on really heavy to get my immune system back, okay? And one big thing is I have a problem with my thyroid, which has caused really a lot of havoc. After learning about the products, I went back and I did a lot of study. I know Tom knows this, but I end up being a researcher from H-E double hockey sticks. Anyway, that's one thing I've done for many years is research. So I went back and started researching, and the all things end and show that it may be a cure for the little situation that I'm in. I can't take thyroid medication that they give you. Okay, every time I do, I'm in a trouble. I can't stand, I can't walk, I can't hold things because of a very bad accident that I was in. So, but I have a thyroid problem, and in order to take care of it, they can't remove it unless you have something to replace it. Well, it shows in about 3 or 4 different studies that fermented cod liver oil may very well be the solution to that. So inadvertently, because of a gentleman who asked on this show to have them on, I ended up having on 2 shows, and I may have had by government issued, paid for, and all these other things, studies, that this may be the solution to my problem. And if that's the case, you know what? I could care less what Mark, Joe, Fred, Deb, whatever he wants to call himself, going around trying to wreak havoc on shows. He's not going to change a fact of a fact. If it's beneficial for you, people will use it.
And by the way, Lou, we're always looking for critical feedback, but we don't want people just to call in just to be disruptive. You know, that doesn't help our movement at all. You know, we're trying to fight the bad guys. We don't need to be fighting each other, so.
Well, I don't think we need critical feedback. We do, however, need people to give ideas, change thoughts, patterns. It's a discussion. A discussion is always good because we always find an end to something.
But disruption is just on
mistakes.
Mistakes
make
it better.
Go ahead, Tom.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Jenna 21. Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't get a chance to do it last time. So that's why we have our old ball and wax from across the sea that from Ireland, Scotland, and Ireland and England and Scotland and Mercury Airbag is the Captain Corp.
Aren't we Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a stake of my horses and men.
Welcome back to Capital Forum. We're having a little bit of issue with Skype in the background, so we're going to try to reconnect the guest and hopefully get a better signal so we can clearly understand him. The topic this morning will be Agenda 21, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Stan,
and
did you find any?
I hear something in the background, but you're listening to Capital Forum on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Today is May 22nd, 2011, if I'm not mistaken. Are we capable of getting the guest on a new line? Perhaps not.
Yeah, while we're still connecting that, I'd like to tell you something. I went last weekend to get prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri. That's
and please speak up. Please speak up, Sergey. We can barely hear you.
Last weekend, I went to the Springfield, Missouri. They held really good educational seminars. Agenda was Get Prepared, the Get Prepared Expo. So, by the way, it was a booth over there from RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, was John not there? I thought John was scheduled to be there.
Yes, John Stadmiller was there. I met him there personally.
And we're hearing some of the technical difficulties in the background there. So.
We got Neil now.
All right.
Well, It's just whistle practice.
So Sergey was just mentioning that he went to the Preparedness Expo and met John Miller, or John Stattmiller, and some other people there.
Well, that's good. Neil?
Yeah?
We're talking about Agenda 21, so
yeah.
This time we're talking about it. Go ahead.
And we're getting Neil on from, I believe he's in Scotland today, so
yeah.
And they're having having the same issues over there as we are over here, probably more advanced than us, as usually is the case.
Is your microphone, is your speakers on?
Yeah.
I want to turn off your speakers.
How's that?
That works.
Oh, you're much better now.
Okay. Over here, it's just, I think we're the prototype, for all this rubbish that's coming down the line. We'll seem to have all the crackpots over here.
And as a little bit of background, we had Neil and his partner on a couple of weeks ago, and they're publishing a newspaper over there that's been extremely effective in getting the word out and has a huge following, if I understood the situation.
We actually had an article on Agenda 21 in the second issue from Alan Watt, one of your co-hosts. Basically just plan to rule the world. I mean, what we're going through now, the old austerity measures, which are really kicking in over here, and particularly in Ireland, where I think they're just another social experiment as well. See how far we can push them before all hell breaks loose. More or less. There's plans to give everybody 9 dustbins, or garbage cans, as he was calling. We've actually got 3 at the moment, plus 2 recycling bins, and they have to go out, different days of the week and all the rest of it. And they've actually fine in restaurants and cafes for putting the wrong rubbish in the wrong bin and all this kind of stuff,
Okay, how far is it? You kind of go into, because you guys are a little bit more accelerated than we are.
Okay.
So, kind of give everybody kind of a breakdown. How do we kind of see, we're roadkill, but you've already been run over, and we're on the way to being run over. So, kind of show us how to get out of the road before we're roadkill again.
All this stuff has come through the European Union over here, and successive governments have just carried out to them, and obviously signed every treaty that's come along and committed acts of treason, basically, and bringing everything over to the EU, of fisheries, of agriculture, everything. So much so that farmers here have been paid for over 40 years now not to grow any food.
Wow.
And now we're talking about food shortages, and they can't seem to put 2 and 2 together and come up with, actually, we're not growing any food, so maybe that's the problem.
Now are you talking about all the countries in the European Union, or just in Scotland, or in the UK?
All countries in the UK, in the European Union, all countries. And Ireland, I think Ireland has 80% of the fishing rights in Europe, and they're only allowed to fish 23% of it.
So it's not just selected areas for conservation purposes. It's pretty widespread. They're paying
for it. No, it's destruction purposes, I think you call it. They've been paying farmers. They call it set aside. So you set aside your land for sustainability and all this kind of thing, supposedly to bring it back to fertility. But it's never been used since. So I'm sure it is very fertile, but. They're not allowed to do anything, and if they do, they get fined.
Yeah, and then they do the similar thing over here. They have ground that they purchase and set aside as public access for
a lot of what's happened here is that they call them special areas of scientific interest. So they come up with some spurious argument that there's a rare bird nesting in this 100 acres of forest or farmland, so nobody can do a thing to it because this bird has to be protected, Never mind that they're going to starve the population, but as long as the sparrows are okay.
We were on our way, because we're in Texas right now, so although we're not in over there in Round Rock, Austin, we're actually by Plano and Dallas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And coming down here, we had an enormous problem. of watching fields and 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 fields owned by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question, why is the government owning so much of what they call, this is a national park. This is where they have animals, you know, grazing on, where the government buys it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and about, I mean, I think it was a case in Australia recently where they told a farmer he wasn't allowed to use his land because it was too active, a carbon sink, whatever that is. He had a hunger strike, I think. So it was 100 or so.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing that's happened in the UK. It's the same as Australia as here. They just, you know, they just ride roughshod over the farmers, whether they want to be farmers or not. I mean, they're basically farm followers now.
Well, what are you guys, besides the newspaper, what are you guys doing to actively push back on this? Or is it to the point where the public thinks it's a lost cause, or are you guys pushing back?
Well, the public don't even know. I mean, the public think Tesco's is their best friend.
Oh, really?
Like Walmart. Yeah, they think it's fantastic. They have all this convenience food, and it's all sitting on the shelves just waiting for them to go and buy it. But, you know, one day they're going to go in, and there's not going to be anything there.
And poisoned food. Poisoned dead food from the big box stores is the answer, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like over here, you know. Average Joe really benefits from that. Everything is convenient and it's delicious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cheap. You know, we are over, I don't know what it was, well, I don't care which way, but, you know, like coming down here, when we travel, okay, this is like, it's not like an infomercial, but I like Days Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, two reasons why. One, I had somebody in our place here yesterday because we're here for business, and she is, why aren't we over in the Marriott, you know, the such and such? Okay, why am I going to pay someone $200 a day to be in a hotel that I'm in for less than the time? You know, I mean, if I'm going to do $200 a day, I better get better than that. Better be a massage waiting for me or something. Okay. Where I can go to Days Inn and I have everything I need the Days Inn for $50 or less.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a question. How stupid do you have to be to give, and by the way, and if, I'm sorry, if you, anybody over here by some chance really, really likes the Marriott, good for you. Okay? I'm just as happy as Days Inn, like, or Motel 6 or Motel 8. You know, why are you paying so much money out to something that's, I don't know.
Simple.
I get a pool here. I get all those things that I need here if I want to get in it. And they bend over backwards for me for, you know, a fraction of what I'm going to pay over there. And she was just appalled. I thought her eyes were going to bug out.
That's,
you know.
It's a hotel for sleeping in. That's it.
It's a bed.
Yeah.
Okay, usually that's all, except, you know, let me tell you what, I'm in a, it's a little suite, less than $50, I get a refrigerator, microwave, I have a nice little kitchenette, it's got a couch with a pull-out bed if I had somebody spending the night.
Hey, Louise, we're getting a blow-by-blow of a hotel room, I think we got a caller that's been holding for a while.
Okay, get the caller that's holding for a while then, but I'm just saying it's the same thing, but that's the same thing dealing with, you know, what packaged foods you have and what this and that. We're going by names, and we're not going by quality.
Exactly. The answer is simple. It's a prestige, you know. If someone has money, you know, he or she would rather pay for the, you know, high-scale hotel versus the motel.
I think we have a caller, Den, in Idaho. If we can be able some background stuff, switch over to Den, we might have... are you there, Den?
Yeah, I'm here. Actually, I was listening to that part earlier where Louise was talking about her thyroid disorder, and I've actually got some information about the raloxifene that they use, the synthetic thyroid.
Okay. And why don't you hold that? We're coming up on a 3-minute break. Everybody, please listen to and support the sponsors and support Republic Trading Group. And also, RBN's having a pledge drive, so go to republicbroadcasting.org and please donate and help keep RBN growing and expanding and most importantly, on the air. Back in three.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
They burned the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today.
We live in a Okay, Dan, you're on there. You're talking about thyroid. I'd like to do that next week, kind of. And you were born without a thyroid. We want to get to Agenda 21. But I want to set up for next week to have a couple of specialists on that field of alternative thyroid medications and what have you.
So, Dan, if you could, throw out your warning, and then we'll try to cover this more in depth in the future.
Yeah, as I was saying on the break earlier, I've been trying to have that medication, that synthetic thyroid, the thyroxine or the synthroid, and I did the research on that in a lot of different medical journals, and it reduces your bone density by 19%. So it's not a very good medication to take if there are other alternatives to take with, because it's not that great for you, and it takes about a year for your mental being to stabilize from being on that medication. It fluctuates real high and low, manic depressive.
It just freaked you out when you try to take it during your life, and I think there's some natural forms that they're trying to take off the market right now if they haven't already. But once again, we probably try to cover this in a future show and more in depth.
Next week.
Yeah, it is. Natural products exist, and sorry to hear you had to take, you have to take that medication for that long. You actually didn't have to, but that was already done. But we'll try to help you out next week.
Typically, when you're prescribed synthroid or thyroxine, you're on it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a way to cure your thyroid disease. It's just treatment.
Nope.
Absolutely.
It's a treatment. Well, to make long story short, it's like tyrosine. If you heard about, that would benefit you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Glenn, we'll talk next week. We're going to do a show on that. I wrote it's very important, so please call back.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks. You can give your number to Ken, who's there, if Ken will grab that number, so we can even make sure we can connect directly to you.
Okay.
And back to Neil with Agenda 21. Neil, sorry for that little interruption. I was just kind of a follow-on for the last hour. So.
Well, that's okay. It's all a problem. Agenda 21. I was speaking to Louise the last time we were on. I was saying I have a book here by a guy called Daniel Sitars, which is it's a condensed version, but the admissions pages, so he kind of crams it all in there, but it's basically all repetition all the way through sustainability and all this stuff. And this guy actually lectured at a place called Carbondale, conveniently enough, which I find quite strange. But in the book, I think Louise will concur with us, there's virtually no mention of the role of men in this new century that we're going into. And basically all the rights have to be given to the women, so they think, and the men are basically obsolete. Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
I came across got a copy of Marriage and Morals by Bertrand Russell, and going back in the 30s they were talking about this kind of thing, how to get rid of the men from the role of the family, you know, how to break up the family. And
that's something that we talk about. Of course, we were doing affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
And affirmative action, if anyone takes a big, really good look, I'd like you to find out what it did. What it did is you end up having a whole bunch of women hired, no men.
Yes.
If you were a black man, you got nothing. If you're a white man, there's next to nothing. If you're a black woman or any other ethnicity woman, you were definitely going to get a job. And if you're a woman of any kind, you were in the market. That way the government paid dividends to companies as incentives to hire all these women, okay, and pitting white man against black man and what have you.
Well, here's something that happened to me recently. I've been trying to find someone who lives down south, you know, and because I'm putting myself on as a single man, my girlfriend's going to be staying with me on and off, you know.
That's bad.
We don't normally take on single men. We're more likely to take on single women with young children. And I said, why is that? And she couldn't explain it to me. You know, she's just been totally indoctrinated into this thing that you have to do everything for the woman, and the man is obsolete.
Well, the reason, you have to understand that that's not what it's about. The whole thing is about is to remove power from men.
Absolutely. I mean, as I was talking to Bertrand Russell, and he's going on about how to destroy the family, and he goes through the whole benefit system and how to empower the women by giving them the money for the children and all the rest of it. And he says here, if that were done, the economic power of the father and the wage earning class would be completely at an end, and the family would probably cease after a time to be parental, the father being of no more importance than among cats and dogs.
Further than that. Okay, if you want to look at the way the system was set apart. Okay, and originally Agenda 21 was targeted towards the black community.
Mm-hmm.
And the black communities, it literally what it did was it removed all fathers from their perch, so to speak. Okay? So what it caused, of course, was more men to be incarcerated.
Well, I mean, the
free labor.
Very strong. Yeah, I mean, Maurice Strong, I think, or one of those crooks, basically said that man has to be removed from his pedestal.
And really, it gets back to that divide and conquer thing. You know, when you remove that unity of a family unit, that cohesiveness that can actually work and fight together, then you have a lot more.
The women seem to think that being empowered, at the end of the day, they're going to be targeted. Once they've been separated from the men, they're going to be targeted, and there's not going to be any of them. And then the children will be removed from them.
All right, we're coming up on a 3-minute break. Everybody hang in there, and we'll be back in three. Please support RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may, in fact, save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
To make things right, you and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive. No one's gonna take me alive.
And you're listening to Capital 4 on RBN, and we're trying to reconnect with Neil. We're having some issues where his sound quality is just not up to par, and I don't know if it's coming out over the air very well or not, but it's just we're trying to get a better connection with Neil, so hopefully that'll come to fruition. And
well, I think there's a question with Skype right now.
Right, I think it's a bandwidth issue, so, and Skype can do this to us, so it's just part of dealing with this technology.
But we're actually going to look to see what we can come up with in the future. Actually, I was thinking that myself, so that we don't have to use Skype. Well, there's some other programs, but I'm still looking at it.
Louise, while this is going on, what can we do as listeners? Once again, we're always trying to find solutions. What can we do here in the United States, and what can we do to push back on Agenda 21 here?
Okay, one of the things that I know of, he was talking about, the agenda to remove men. Oh, I see. Okay. The point of Agenda 21, dealing with men, it goes back into this country a lot longer than people realize. They tried to attach it to multiple things, and the last one that seemed to work was for them to to start the practice of race. Okay? If you were a woman, if you were a black woman, if you were handicapped, if you were this, if you were that, if you were this, they have a whole bunch of lists. And employers got paid money by which, you know, they didn't have to pay taxes, they got part of their money returned, and some tax incentive for every time they hire someone that had an affirmative action stamp on it. So affirmative action was used to split the nation in many ways. You know, you'd hear the, it's black men against black white men. And then it wasn't. Both of them were being opted out. Black men weren't being given jobs. In fact, it was just the opposite way. Women were. Women were black, women were white, women were Asian.
Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Pit races absolutely against each other. And, you know, and that's something that we saw. I thought I saw the big picture better than some people saw it when they had the issue up in Wisconsin. They were trying to pit union people against just non-union people. And it's like, hey, we should be working with the unions to push back on the globalists. That's the real enemy. It's not the middle class.
They were trying to, actually, what you understand, they're trying to make us a slave state, a government, I should say. A slave, they don't want people to be able to get paid a minimum wage.
Well, they don't want people having any kind of influence and working together as a team. Mm-hmm. They don't want to have these diverse groups working together. So that's a big part of the big picture, I think. They want everybody to be infighting and attacking each other and wasting each other's time on trivial things when we need to be pushing back on the Federal Reserve, the global agenda. And a big part of that is Agenda 21. So we need to educate county commissioners, sheriffs.
But, you know, we should do anything we can to push back against this, what do you want to call it, a global empire. Unfortunately, they've been here a long time. People don't even realize how far back this has gone. You're going back to the 1940s. They've been trying to do this. That was their big push, the 1950s. Then the 60s were the one. That was the it generation. They found something, that, of course, that was on race relations. And if you dared say anything, you were racist. Okay. I think I would honestly tell you I'm the most unracist person in the entire world. And you can say yay or nay, but I'll guarantee you I have more friends of every possible color in the world. Okay, because people are people. It makes no difference what color you are. However, the government was using it to cause havoc. It's a way to get men to be devalued. It's a way to break up the family. Okay? If you know too many black women, you should stop and ask. And they say, well, how can I find a black man who is employed?
So Louise, let me throw this out there. So one of the solutions, and I always throw the word solution out there, I'm like a broken record, but I think that's the key. We got to keep focusing on solutions. So the solution is go out and find a mate and start reproducing.
And there's another good solution besides that. After you start reproducing, start a business. And everybody buy from the small mom and pops who don't get any money from the federal government so they can hire men of any color, race, or creed, and not as many just plain women and breaking up the family. Because it is a fabric of the family. One thing Neil was talking about, and I don't know, I'm not sure if he can hear us, but I know he is currently typing. Okay, poor Neil. Okay, one of the things that there was is that, you know, the feminist movement. Okay, I'm going to say something, and everybody's going to yell at me, and I know it, and I don't care. The feminist movement is a bunch of... What's a nice word?
Well, it was a...
I agree with you, Louis.
CIA
you don't
plan.
Have to explain. I think everybody understood.
Mm-hmm.
The feminist movement is not better. As a matter of fact, it's part of the same gender. So...
Oh, yeah. This is from Neil. He can't hear him, guys. We're going to find a way to do this. But it says, in the book I have, here, the final chapter index, roles for women, youth, children, indigenous people, private organizations, farmers, local authorities, workers and unions, businesses, industry, on and on and on and on. Okay, basically, it is annihilating men. Okay? Because men, you can talk about women, but if you can remove that fabric of the family as a husband, a wife, and children, go check any country where there's not a whole lot of males that stay around. And you'll find out the biggest reason there's no jobs for men, and you'll also find out that the fabric of the family is destroyed.
That actually happens all over the world, except the Muslim countries, they still hanging there because the...
That's because they're hanging everybody else.
I think Sergey's right. There are certain things the Muslims do that the New World Order guys hate, and one of which is their banking system. They still can buy a house and not pay about 5 or 10 times the amount for the house because they have different rules on how they lend money.
Well, it has changed, but fundamentally, yes, you're right, Tom. So they would offer the interest-free loan because in their belief, in their culture, this is wrong to charge an interest, you know, for this purpose.
Usury, yep.
Yes. Actually, that was done in the former Soviet Union also. It was free interest on, you know, it's, I'm talking about the something private loan, you know, you would take, they would figure out, you know, what you want to buy, how much does it cost, and how much time it will take you to pay you back without paying any extra rubles or kopecks back. So that, but of course it has changed, and it's now it's like in any other developed countries, they charge, you know, the interest on the loan, or if you want to buy the house or car or anything else, like everywhere.
So now it's more westernized, like
our... Oh, yes.
I have to laugh about something. Neil's on there. I love this one here. He says, men are only mentioned in the context of contraceptives. Okay?
So, hard
labor. Now, the problem, Neil, was that in the same sentence.
So my joke very much leads to the point. Find a mate. Start reproducing.
That's right.
Hey, we have a caller, Sherry in Kansas. What do you have for us?
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Sherry. Are you all familiar with the Willie Lynch?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that is so disgusting. But, you know, I've read stuff that... well, in fact, Al Adask, he talks about how many times it's mostly in the Old Testament, I believe, that how they talk about the how many times a reference to fatherless, and some of them are just talking about do not take advantage of the widows and orphans, and they count that as a reference to fatherless. And it's like mentioned 41 times in the Old Testament, where motherless is only mentioned about once. So, but I have read that, you know, children, the Romans, they, if the family split up, the children of freemen went with the father, and the children of slaves went with the mother, because mothers will protect their children and actually, you know, have more of a tendency to teach them to not fight for their rights.
Mm.
But you know, I don't see any way of curing this unless we get out of their monetary system. When we let them define what our medium of exchange is, you know, they have control. This is all about, you know, being able to live.
Right. So in past, it was one source of income enough to feed the family, let's say the husband. So then it wasn't enough because inflation took over, and so the wife joined the workforce. So what happened to children? Okay, children are in the child care. I mean, this is just fundamentally wrong.
Well, that is the main idea in getting women into the workforce, is so they can guide, you know, they have chance to educate the children the way they want them to learn.
Yeah, you're right, the indoctrination and all.
The indoctrination, yes.
There's many reasons. They double taxation that way. They get to tax the husband and the wife, and there's just it's the control of them once they get you in the workplace and the children away from the family. It's just one thing after another, isn't it?
And children in the, you know, they don't really have a chance to learn from their parents.
So what's the solution? Homeschooling, a strong family unit? What are solutions? What do you suggest, Sherry?
There's so many different solutions on that one.
Well, local economies. I've studied a little bit about different monetary suggestions, and I like this one I read about. It's a two-tiered monetary system. One where there's a local circulating medium of exchange.
So like a local barter system.
That is built on sort of what Silvio Gisell, you know, sort of like the stamp script. But people will want something that, has value. But until people just, you know, start realizing that a lot of people, they want to work off the backs of other people. That's what all this stock market crap is. And, they don't want to. Have any of you ever studied Silvio Gisell's?
I have not.
His monetary system, and some of this was used during the in Germany, it even came to America a little bit. The currency actually lost money or lost value if you didn't spend it. So it had a lot of velocity. Like every month, it might lose 1% of its value.
That's one reason why we've been working on state bank issues. If every state had their own banking system where they had control of the interest-bearing debt in their states, it would free us from the other monetary system, even though it's the other monetary system still is a working currency.
And, you know, let me throw an idea out here that we really haven't discussed on the show, and it's a step towards this. It is not the ultimate solution, but it's a step towards helping people understand the control method and how we can get away from it. One of the gentlemen running for county commissioner in our county, he had the idea of having a stamp. When you do business in our county, you get a stamp, and that you get a tax credit towards your income tax. So in other words, if you did business in your own county, it was kind of like a script that paid for your taxes. And that's, you know, it's a simple idea, but it just sets that precedent that, hey,
I love that.
Let's
I
take
think
back
that's
control
great.
Of the county. And it gets people on that mindset that, hey, let's get out from underneath this Federal Reserve control. You know, it's just a minor thing, but it could definitely help turn our economy around.
It also helps your local economy build business. But try this one here. Neil wrote down www.lawfulbank.com. Okay? She goes, this isn't just us. This is worldwide. And when the globalists are trying to push us into herding camps, okay, we need to use a little of their fervor on a global scale to get people to realize what's happening and have them turn it around. We have hindsight because it happened and started happening in Europe long before we were on that agenda list. So they've been having a good time with Europe, and we're kind of the last guys out. So we can see what it's doing there. We can only see it, so we should be a little smarter at this time, you'd think, anyway.
And Neil has had a sex change, and he's lost his accent because Neil's typing and Louise is reading, so it's an interesting show.
Hey, I'm used to this. Okay, yeah. On Women's View Radio, we have a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter and text messaging.
Sherry, we have some
I
other
hear
callers.
Somebody's keyboard.
Yeah, we have some more callers, Sherry. Do you have any more info?
I don't know if you guys have seen David Bloom's book, Alcohol Can Be a Gas, but he's got an interesting thing that they've done in at least one community. But I could see where an important part on a small, on a local economy, he recommends that, you know, there's lots of small alcohol plants, and that the source of the stuff you make the alcohol from comes from more than one thing, like not just corn, but it depending on, you know, the production where you live. But energy is one important deal, and if you could have a small plant that where people could actually be, you know, buying alcohol locally, and it will try to be manipulated, so that's why you got to get things besides corn and stuff. But he says you can make a whole lot of alcohol from the cattails.
Yep.
From a sewage treatment facility, you know, if they're running their water into wetlands with cattails in them to purify the water.
Yeah, there's hundreds of solutions out there. It's just not corn.
But okay.
All right.
That's all
much,
I had.
Jerry.
Bye.
And we have George in Texas. Before we do that, are you back with us, Neil?
I don't know, am I?
Yes,
I
can hear you now.
You, turn your microphone down. Your speakers.
And yeah, we want to give his website out, sovereignindependent.com.
Yeah. You were talking about the banks there. Something that happened in Ireland this weekend was that the banks went in to seize a supermarket business in a local town called Carrick Macross. And basically, there was nothing wrong with the business. It was profitable. It was running okay. And that the banks conned the owners to go into Dublin. And while they were in Dublin, they had their goons at the supermarket occupying it.
Wow.
And stealing all their books and documentation and stuff like that. So they got back to the store, and the local people got out en masse and protested that this was going on. So there's about 500 people amassed outside the store, and as far as I know, it's still ongoing. So it's almost become a siege.
Wow. So this is a breaking story that they just came in. So these are local banksters? This isn't the global?
No, this is AIB. This is one of the big banks in Ireland, too. The public
really?
Have bailed out. Yeah, who come and try and steal these people's business.
So this is where we're coming to already. Oh, my God.
Well, see, once you're on their grid, what I'm finding more and more, and I just absolutely hate, and I'm not kidding, I hate it, is I keep finding that people are being consumed, and I mean consumed, by the big bankers. Okay, our towns, our cities, our schools, and if they can't get you one way, they're going to go back and get you another way, and that's any business that isn't on their agenda.
Your choice of words are interesting. I thought of Soylent Green, if you know what the movie Soylent Green is.
Speaking of consumption, do you know that Microsoft made an offer to buy Skype?
Yes,
they did.
Yeah. So we're going to get more adverts for God knows what.
That's right.
I'm sure we'll add some vaccines on there. Sure.
Hey, let's try to sneak in George before the break. George, are you with?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hi, George.
You know, the thing is, I got one solution for like the family and marriages, and that is turn off the TV set, because I haven't done a little study or something like the TV shows. You know, it makes the man look like a dumb buffoon who doesn't know it, and it makes the woman look like she's a smart one. And you know, even if we go to Houston, especially among the black community, I'm talking the woman runs the house. The man don't do nothing. He just cowers. He's not the man of the house.
We're going to be breaking up and getting, we're finally getting, Neil, and we're going to end it. But we're going to have to do this again, Neil. This one's specifically about men doing Agenda 21, because it's a really big thing. I hear music and
I don't think it's the end of the show, Louise. I think that was just a false bumper break that we're skipping.
Okay, so I see what I mean. Don't ask me, because I just saw him and I heard music.
Nope.
Okay.
We're still
but,
good.
But, you know, when all the shows show men to be buff idiots, okay, you're talking about what to do there about being married? The best thing to be married is not to get married by a government entity.
Common law marriages.
Get out of it. We need to reinstitute common law in every state, in every country, and that's the only way you're going to get it back, is to reinstitute common law.
Very good idea. But how it would work on an international level, Louise?
We're trying to get out of it.
Let's say you find the husband, I'm sorry, you already did a bad example. Let's say, okay, Tom found the wife in the Czech Republic. So how he can bring her in with common law marriage? Tell me that.
We need to make common law as part of government. Let's hear it. What is going on where you're at, Neil?
Well, the common law in Britain is still the fundamental law of the land. It doesn't matter what statutes they want to bring it, they're all subservient to common law. So basically, the police here have been taught that common law doesn't exist anymore. So they have to be re-educated as to what they're actually, you know, what laws they're actually supposed to be obeying. And the thing I sent you there for the local bank,
I think somebody's dying.
Okay?
That sounds like the common cold. The British Constitution Group are forcing the common law issue more and more. And the guy who I'm talking about, who's sent at the local bank, he actually arrested a judge in his own court.
Oh, great.
Because he wouldn't swear an oath to say that he was actually a judge in a common law court. But of course, the police came and rescued the judge, so they broke the law as well.
And where is that? Is that Scotland?
Here's the blue thing. All the governments and all the states need to get off of the judicial
corporate law.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to end judicial law in every country.
Yeah.
Every country.
When the Lisbon Treaty came into effect in Europe, they went from innocent until proven guilty to the Napoleonic law, where now you have to prove your innocence if you're charged with anything.
Mm-hmm.
So yep,
that was the whole premise behind having state banks. If a state bank is in your state, in Missouri and California, whatever else, then the federal government loses its power in the state.
Now, just something for the Americans. So we've got Obama coming to Ireland, and he's going to supposedly his ancestral home in a place called Moneygall in the south of Ireland. And
he's got a lot of different homes and such.
Yeah, a long way from Kenya and Indonesia. I don't know how he gets to southern lands, but
Hawaii.
Yeah, but the people in that village, there's 20 households have to move out of their homes while he's there for security reasons. So he's not even prepared to meet his ancestors because apparently they're all terrorists.
Well, everybody, thanks for putting up with our technical difficulties, and we're trying to bring you some solutions, some ideas here, and it's a struggle at times, but we're doing what we can.
Is that why you're on the road, Neil? I'm going out.
I think we still have George on the line, isn't
it? No, he's gone. Next week, guys. We're going to talk about some things next week. We'll have a good show. But anyway,
everybody, buy gold and silver. It's on sale, especially silver.
Yeah, it's going to shoot through the roof.
It is.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Until next time.